Good morning. It's time for Waterful Wednesdays with Jennifer Nations, Water Resource Coordinator for the City of College Station. We're switching gears again this week from drinking water to wastewater, where your water ends up when it goes down the drain. Have you ever wondered where your water goes when you flush? Besides just away, thank goodness. Well, what about after a heavy rain? Where does that water go? In Texas, we have the sanitary sewer system and the storm sewer system. Water going down the drain or toilet in our homes and businesses goes through the sanitary sewer to the wastewater treatment plant, where it's cleaned before being discharged back into rivers and streams. Storm water, on the other hand, goes directly to the storm sewer with no treatment. Sometimes storm water enters the sanitary sewer system. When this happens, this is known as inflow. Extra water in the wastewater collection system drives up treatment costs. One significant source of inflow into the sewer system is through a missing sewer cleanout cap. What's that? A cleanout is a vertical pipe that connects to the underground sanitary sewer system. It has a removable cap to allow access to the sewer line. If that cap is missing, that's a way for rainwater, leaves and grass, even rodents and insects to enter your sewer system and sometimes even your house. Cleanout caps are usually round and white with a square knob at the top. Your cap might be near the house, so check flower beds and near the corner of the house, or it might be in the front or backyard or near a sidewalk or driveway. If your cleanout cap is missing, there could be inflow coming into your house, and College Station Water Services will replace a missing or damaged cleanout cap at no charge. Just call 764-3660 and we'll schedule a time to inspect and replace your cap. You don't need to be home while it's replaced, and we'll leave a door tag once it's been completed. Until next time, remember, water is precious. Don't waste it, and only rain down the storm drain.